Welcome to another new episode of the Decluttermy podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world and having a lovely day. I help a lot of creative people to declutter and organize their homes and offices, from artists to calligraphers, writers, designers, musicians. They all have something I don't have, which is an amazing creativity and artistic flair. I've seen some beautiful art, designs, writing, and heard some great music, but they seem to be mostly unable to declutter and organize themselves, which is why they call me in, which is great for me. I love it. And you know, I get to see a different side of the world and see this creative side, which I love, but I'm just not creative. And they often despair at their state of their home when I come in. You know, I have to explain to them that their brain works differently from my brain. When I see clutter, I don't see the clutter. I see what needs to be organized. Whereas they'll look at it and get overwhelmed. But if they had a blank canvas or a blank piece of paper, they can write something, they can create music, they can create art within, you know, just from looking at that blank piece of paper. And that's the beauty in our brains. Their brains work in one way and my brain works in the completely opposite way. Even though people seem to think that organizing and doing what I do is a creative art as well, but it's a different kind of art. That's what we have to remember. We're all different and we all have different facets of ourselves and different parts of our brain that we use. And it's not something to be frustrated about or embarrassed or it's not something to be unkind to yourself about. It is what it is. So, you know, just think about that whenever you think, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm so, you know, I have such a cluttered, disorganized life. But if you're creating beautiful pieces of something creative, that's something to, you know, be happy about, to treasure and to be grateful about. And it's always something that you can think about that you can get somebody else to help you deal with this disorganization. So here I am today helping you to declutter and to get organized. So just think about that. Your brain works differently. It's not something to be ashamed about. So what can you do if you are creatively inclined? First, forget that ethos that creative people work better with clutter in their rooms and tables, like Einstein or Karl Lagerfeld. They had ridiculously cluttered desks and said they worked well in that mess, and it was because they were geniuses. Yes, they were geniuses, but they, you know, if it, in Einstein's day, they didn't know about decluttering and organizing, so maybe he just didn't have the skills or the habit to be organized. And Lagerfeld, he had people to help him, but he just wouldn't let anybody file anything. You know, I'm sure now they're filing all his millions of designs at Chanel, but, you know, it is what it is. And some people are like that. And so some people may be geniuses and always going to be cluttered. But for most people, the clutter can become a creative block and it can become overwhelming to deal with it and result in you just not being productive. And you know, how can you write or draw or even put your laptop on your desk if it's covered with things and stuff? You end up spending more time getting rid of the stuff, you know, not getting rid of it or moving it aside instead of getting on with the work or the fun. So think also, if you feel that creators aren't meant to be clutter-free, it's going to be very difficult for you to maintain a clutter-free space. You'll find resistance in becoming whatever clutter-free you would like to become. And that's all in your brain. So once again, you have to change the way of your brain. So if you do get over that hurdle of resistance, figure out what area is causing you the most pain and declutter that area first, such as your closet or your desk. Don't take everything out of your cupboard, closet, table, etc. Otherwise, you'll get overwhelmed. And the key is to make this less overwhelming to deal with. Decluttering areas such as your desks so that it's tidy does not mean empty. So always remember that. I want you to have your creative nuances and flares in your area, you know. So have your knickknacks, have your potholder, have your tray on your desk, have colorful hangers and your beautiful clothes in your wardrobe. But just reduce how much stuff you have on your desk or how much you have in your closet, especially stuff you don't use at all or stuff you don't use regularly. That's the key to this. I want you to reduce what you have and use the things that you love and want to use and see all the time. Don't have all this stuff that you don't need because it's just pointless. So start with doing a mini declutter in that area, spending 10 to 15 minutes decluttering what you don't use, don't need, don't like. And do a small area every day for a week, and you should be able to clear that area in that week. Then you can organize that area. So organize your items so that there's a place for everything. And make your system simple and workable for you. So don't have too many categories to store your clothes. Just have day and night for your dresses. If you've got folders on your computer, you know, for your documents, online or offline, actually, make it simple. So have things for, you know, medical, banking, important documents, artwork, whatever, you know, just simple. Don't have too many subcategories because it gets too complicated for you. The key is for you to have simple, easy to use files and folders and systems in place to make you stay organized and decluttered, but not make you feel annoyed and frustrated because it's too complicated. Then you have to build the habit to be organized. So start with simple tasks like putting stuff away in its original place once you've used it, whether that be clothes or crockery or pens. So, you know, and then do other tasks like, you know, buy one thing instead of 10 things. Keep on doing things like that and then doing the mini declutter every so often. So you don't have to have a set time to do it, but do it every week, every few days, every few weeks or months, but make sure you build that habit to do that all the time. So review your paint every, you know, every few weeks to see which tubes have emptied or run out or dried up. With your fabric, review the fabric that you don't like, that you don't want to use, that you are fed up of. So just keep on doing that every so often, and that will help you to maintain being decluttered and also getting organized. And I often get feedback from clients that they feel lighter once they've decluttered their space and organized it so that they can find their stuff in less than 5 seconds. So by decluttering, you remove the clutter blocks that have resulted due to the clutter. So they feel lighter, and they also say to me that they feel that they can move on and do what they were meant to do. They have started writing again or painting or designing, and they have told me that. They've sent me messages, which is wonderful to hear. So I want you to do that and to remember that is the great thing about decluttering and organizing. It's not going to lessen your creative process. It's going to help you remove the blocks so that you become creative again. And just don't get distracted by the clutter. So instead of having that on your eye line, you're going to not have that, and you can concentrate on what you really want to concentrate on. And of course, if you feel like you can't declutter and organize by yourself, you know, hire a professional organizer like Declutter Me. You know, professional organizers know how to deal with this. And a lot of us have the same kind of brains and know how to deal with creative people. So find an organizer near you. Or you can contact me. I do virtual sessions now. I also do physical sessions in the GCC region. So if you need help at any time, get in touch on the contact form at www.declutterme.com. And you can also contact me on social media and follow me there at declutterme. Thank you for listening as always. I hope you found it useful, especially if you're creatively inclined. If you are creative, send me, you know, a DM telling me all about, or leave a comment as well to tell me what you're into, if you're an artist, a musician, or whatever you are. And tell me if this podcast episode has helped you to remove the creative blocks in your life. Because I love to hear from you guys and to know what's going on, and that this is helping you. So if it is, let me know. And yeah, thank you for listening as always, and tune in next week for the next episode. Take care. Bye.